This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal's all seven provinces witness heavy rainfall and storms. Authorities urged public to take precautions amid warnings of severe weather conditions. Federal Parliament Secretary calls newly elected MPs for vote taking next Thursday. Nepali Congress Central Work Execution Committee reviews recent House of Representatives election results. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu agrees to hold off attacks on Iran gas fields after Trump call. Now the news in detail. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said that it rained with hailstorms in various districts across seven provinces in Nepal today. The low pressure system and local wind have impacted weather in the country. Meteorologist at the department, Hari Prasad Dahal, informed that Makwanpur Gadi recorded the maximum rainfall, 44.2 millimeters. Similarly, Babar Mahal area of Kathmandu had 7.8 millimeter rainfall, while Kirtipur had 16.8 millimeter. The rainfall occurring at Prajan is gradually shifting towards northeast. The department has called for adopting high alertness as there is the possibility of human and material damage due to heavy winds accompanied by hailstorms. The department also urged the public to avoid going outside unnecessarily and take necessary precautions to reduce potential damage that may be caused by the storm. According to the department spokesperson Bibhuti Pokhriyal, light rain with thunder and lightning is taking place in some districts of the Sudhir Paschim, Karnali and Lumbini provinces at present. She mentioned that although it would have a greater impact in Tarai region, there is no need to panic. She said that the current weather is likely to intensify further. The Kathmandu Valley also witnessed heavy rainfall till this evening. The rain was coupled with hailstorms. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has issued a public notice urging newly elected members of the House of Representatives to attend the oath-taking ceremony. According to the Secretariat, the oath-taking ceremony will be held on Thursday, the 26th of March, at 2 p.m. at the multipurpose hall of the under-construction Federal Parliament building in Singhadarbar. The Secretariat has requested members to arrive 2 hours prior to the scheduled time, dressed in formal attire or clothing reflecting cultural identity. The Election Commission on Thursday submitted the report of the House of Representatives elections to President Ramchandra Podil. The meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee of the Nepali Congress discussed issues including election review and further strategy. At a meeting held today at the party's central office in Sanepa, acting Chief Secretary of the Congress Central Office, Krishna Prasad Dulal, informed that discussions were held on Party President Gagan Kumar Thapa's resignation, the upcoming General Convention, election review and further strategy. Although a proposal was presented to reject President Thapa's resignation, the meeting concluded without decision. Next, Central Work Execution Committee of the party will convene on Sunday. After rising tensions in West Asia, Nepalese stranded in various countries are now gradually heading to their destinations as conditions gradually improve. Initially, major issues were seen in Doha, Dubai, Jeddah, and Kuwait City. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, with some flights resuming in Doha and Dubai, stranded Nepalese have continued their journeys, while 52 pilgrims in Jeddah returned home on the 19th of March. Similarly, coordination has been made for 33 individuals stranded in Kuwait City, including arranging Saudi visas, enabling them to proceed to their destinations on the 18th of March. Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Chhetri Podol said that one Nepali died in the UAE and 20 others sustained minor injuries amid the situation in West Asia. Ramkaji Khadka, head of the Ministry's Middle East, West Asia and Africa Division, said hotlines have been set up at all 10 Nepali missions and efforts are ongoing to collect details and coordinate assistance for those affected. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pani chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Department of National Personnel Records has officially launched an integrated digital pension service from today, marking a major step towards the digitalization of public service delivery in Nepal. The service was inaugurated today during a formal ceremony where department's authorities announced that all pension-related processes will now be managed digitally. Shravan Kumar Pokhrel, Director General of the department, said that new service will eliminate the need for civil servants to visit the pension office in person for retirement services like pensions and gratuity. The government has decided to declare a public holiday tomorrow on the occasion of the Islamic festival Eid al-Fitr. In a statement today, Home Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle said that the festival holiday is listed in the Nepal Gazette and based on the Muslim Commission's information. A public holiday has been declared for Saturday. The statement also extends best wishes to Muslims and all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of the festival. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel has been hitting Tehran with airstrikes as Iranians mark Norway's the Persian New Year. Iran launched rounds of missiles at Jerusalem. The BBC cited the Iranian foreign minister as saying that Iran tells the UK that allowing the U.S. to use British military bases will be considered participation in aggression. Downing Street cited the minister as saying that it is not getting drawn into the wider war. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will hold up attacks on Iranian gas fields after being asked to by U.S. President Donald Trump. Elsewhere, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain all reported missile or drone attacks. A drone attack at Kuwait oil refinery has caused a fire, according to state media. India could be one of the biggest beneficiaries of a tentative U.S. rethink on Iranian war, as Washington weighs options to ease pressure on strained global energy markets. The BBC cited the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent as saying that administration was considering easing restrictions on Iranian while already at sea. Such a move could release tens of millions of barrels into global markets to offset war-driven disruptions to shipping and production. For India, which imports 90% of its oil and has a track record of snapping up discounted supplies, even a limited opening could offer both relief and opportunity, experts say. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be mostly cloudy over the most parts of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning. Hail and gusty winds at many places in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places in Karnali and Sudhapashtim provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi, Madhes and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal's all seven provinces witness heavy rainfall and storms. Authorities urge public to take precautions amid warnings of severe weather conditions. Federal Parliament Secretariat calls the newly elected MPs for vote-taking next Thursday. Nepali Congress Central Work Execution Committee reviews Central recent House of Representatives election results. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agrees to hold up attacks on Iranian gas fields after Trump call. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.